Thunder Bay. In honor and recognition of Indigenous History Month, Ontario Native Women's Association welcomed Dr. Kathy Absalon to a virtual book launch, during which she spoke about her latest work, Kondasiwin, How We Come to Know Indigenous Research Methodologies. The virtual book was launched with a traditional drumming and singing ceremony and took place June 8 at 1 p.m. Moderator for this presentation was Andre Morisseau, from Anishinaabe First Nation, communications manager for ONWA, who works out of their Toronto-based office. The virtual session began with an acknowledgement from Andre Morisseau, who began by saying, "I would like to acknowledge the importance of the land that we each call home." He encouraged each participant to pause as they took a moment of reflection. "Let us also acknowledge the effect of residential schools and colonialism on Indigenous families and communities and to consider how we are, and can each in our own way, try to move forward in a spirit of reconciliation," said Morisseau. From that moment it became clear that the spirit of reconciliation and collaboration was to be one of the backdrops for this gathering, colored with Indigenous traditions and spirituality. Tina Armstrong, knowledge keeper, then offered up an opening prayer. As she prayed, she took tobacco and placed it in her left hand, a spiritual gesture meant to be a method of cleansing and a means to offer thanks. She ended the prayer by saying, "This is the way I have been taught, you know, to always have my tobacco and always have my little dish of berries with me, and so I have one for water." Later in the presentation, the significance of berries would be explained. As a grandmother, her role traditionally is seen as a translator and interpreter for her community and people. Absalon later too, made this an important theme, that is, to acknowledge and thank those who have come before them, the parents, the children, the communities, who brought them through a journey to where they find themselves today. As the session continued, Ingrid Green, Director of Research and Evaluation, spoke about how this was the first event of its kind, and one to celebrate Absalon's work and also how her people have to know. In her words, she described the guest of honor, Absalon, as one who is training all Indigenous women in research methodology. "Dr. Absalon is the maker of this impactful change for our families, communities and people," said Green. Absalon, author of Kondasiwin, How We Come to Know Indigenous Research Methodologies, began her book launch and presentation by describing the journey that brought her to where she is today. Absalon lives in Kitchener, where she teaches, having only received a copy of her new book, Tuesday. She described how it was with the support of her family, community, and those who came before her, that taught them how to take things one step at a time. "It's like one beat of the time, you know, those of you that make things, you know, one step at a time. And then, you work on it and then you see it done," said Absalon. Her journey began 15 years ago, when she began her search about how Indigenous peoples have their way of doing. A journey that helped her get to know Kondasiwin, truth, honesty, berry picking, gather, searching. She shared how she came to know and how her people search Indigenous knowledge. As she continued her presentation, she described the significance of the cover of the book. Absalon chose a young Anishinaabe artist to design the cover. Each part of the design held symbolic significance. The cover, in her words, represents Indigenous peoples who have come through colonialism and the racism and colonial violence, and we continue to emerge and the seeds we come from are real, said Absalon. The image of the flowers, petals, and berry seeds each held traditional Indigenous meaning. For example, she described how the dots represent the seeds and roots, the ancestral roots that we come from are emerging, described Absalon. The flowers symbolized the central brainwork of the book authored by her, while each petal represents the vibrancy of who we are, the beauty of our Anishinaabe intelligence, continued Absalon. Then Absalon compared what the book is what it is not. She made it clear that the book is not about a formula for how to go forward in Indigenous searching, that it is not a prescription, and that it is not a general representation of all Indigenous methodology, she said. Her words were clear and direct, as it was clear she wanted to differentiate clearly about what the book truly is. In her view, the book is about engagement and knowledge seeking, a knowledge to help one understand the life between humans, the creator and creation. Her second edition represented layers of learning and researching. Absalon expressed how her journey to writing this book was also a collaboration with Indigenous master's students, who helped her move from one stage of knowing to another. In some of her final comments, Absalon indicated that the second edition of her book provided her with the opportunity to articulate her journey and the things that at times got in her way. As she continues her journey, her hope is to make what she articulated as the invisible, visible. The virtual book launching was a gathering of Indigenous thoughts, traditions, language and culture in a way that helped enlighten the participants about the journey Absalon continues to travel. It is a journey where she is on a trail founded on her new search for the truth.